To relieve the pressure, the Greek Orthodox Church was willing to make up with the Roman Catholic Church. And they sent a message to the Pope saying that the Pope should send an army to Turkey to help fight the Muslims. Meanwhile, the old Pope died, and the new Pope, a man by the name of Urban II, saw a golden opportunity. He saw an opportunity to reconcile the Greek Orthodox Church back with the Roman Catholic Church, and he saw an opportunity for the church to become dominant in Europe. And his idea was that he would raise a Christian army that would be under the command of the Pope. And the Pope would send this army first to Turkey to defeat the Muslims, and then onwards to Jerusalem to capture these holy places from the Muslims and make Palestine a Christian country. Now, during this period of time, we have to understand all the complications. It's a little like today. You know, when you read today's newspaper, so you get a headache, because it's so complicated, and it's wheels within wheels, worlds within worlds. And the motives and the causations are so complex that you see that there are not only no simple solutions, we don't even know what the problem is. Arafat's meeting with Hussein, and go figure out what happened there. What's going on? The only one who can figure it out is the State Department, right? But normal people can never figure out what's going on. Well, the Muslims also had wars between themselves. And in the Muslim wars between themselves that raged throughout the 1000s, you had the Sunni Muslims versus the Shiite Muslims. You had the Turks versus the Arabs. The Turks are not Arabs. Different race, a different ethnic group completely. And then you had, you know, just petty little wars, right? My brother-in-law against the other brother-in-law, right? That's always going on. And the result of all of this was that the Christian pilgrims who wanted to go to Jerusalem almost never made it. Because if they got through the Greek Orthodox, or they got through one set of Muslims, another set of Muslims arrested them, held them for ransom, killed them, robbed them, despoiled them, etc. So there was a great hue and cry over the fact that Christian pilgrims could not come to Jerusalem. There also, another problem existed in Christian Europe. And the problem was that there was really no strong central government anywhere. There were a group of barons, and every baron or duke or knight had his own group of men, and everybody had their own shtiebel. And they were running it the way they wanted to run it. And in Europe, in the Middle Ages, the population was divided. In France, they called them estates. You've heard of the fourth estate, which is the press. Well, the first estate was knighthood, the noblemen. The second estate was the clergy. The third estate were the commoners, the merchants. The peasants were not even an estate. They didn't count for anything. The knights were trained for war. They were not good for anything else. And therefore, Europe could not afford peace, because you had this section of the population that was completely non-productive. It was a very expensive population to support. Every knight needed horses and servants and squires and pages. And you had to throw a banquet every night and have a good time. So Europe was in a constant state, if not war, but was in a constant state of these armed gangs going around fighting each other. Robbing, pillaging, kidnapping. It was what Beirut is today. That's what Europe was in the 1000s.